11. Whoa.
Yeah. It really number 13.
Sorry, I blacked out. Couple of those.
They say laughter's the best medicine. Well, consider this your booster shot. You are now listening to the three funniest guys I know.
Hey there, everybody. As Keith announced right before we started the intro, this is episode 11. Welcome in. This is the Three Funniest Guys podcast. I'm Josh. I'm home. It's good to be home. It's good to no longer be trapped in a hotel room in Alaska. And I started to get some taste again today, so that's not bad either. How's everybody doing out there? Mike, how are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to ask you that every time we have one of these episodes. Okay, deal? I'll take whatever you just dropped on the floor as deal. Tim, how are you?
I'm doing fine, my peaches.
No. Daniel Craig and Knives Out. Nice.
I like it. Keith, how about you? How are you?
Good. I had a little cough this week. I thought I had the COVID, but I ignored it. So I think I'm good.
So no tests. You're just like, nah, I'm good. Don't have it.
I actually think I had the hantavirus from mouse piss at my work, but whatever.
Mouse piss?
Yeah, mouse piss, hantavirus. Anyone familiar?
No. Not at all. Not even a little.
It's a real thing.
I think you need a degree in fire ecology to know what that means.
I don't have a degree in fire ecology. I have a certificate.
Oh, that's right. We've talked about this. We've been through it.
I tell you what, I work with a bunch of fucking rats, and I never caught that, man.
No?
Nope.
Rats, just a couple write-ups. Are you using rats?
Just a couple write-ups. Or... Are we talking about different?
I think so. I think you're using it figuratively. I think Keith is literally using it. So.
That's gross.
All right. We all cracked a steel reserve, as we always do, for some sort of exciting thing. We surpassed 500 downloads. Actually, it was a while ago, but we're doing it anyways. We're drinking our steelies. You know, you'd think as much as we put ourselves through this pain and drink these things that we were sponsored by these things or something. We are not. We don't have sponsors. We have one sponsor, and that's the hand-drawn pressing and record label that allows us to play music on our podcast. We are not sponsored by Steel Reserve, but we're still drinking them. I did tangerine tonight. I can't taste anything, so it was fantastic.
So who's producing the show?
What do you mean?
I think that person should be like sending emails to Steel Reserve to gain sponsorship.
Agreed.
After all, we have 900 downloads.
Dear Steel Reserve, we have 900 downloads right now, and we'd like you to send us free Steel Reserve for life. Every flavor, please.
Don't word it as 900. Word it as we've grown 9 times over the past 2 weeks.
Ooh.
Look at this guy.
Man.
Yep. You're welcome.
Dang, buddy. And you say you can't sell yourself in an interview.
Well, I could sell not myself, but trying to get free money.
Free booze?
Do you ever see that? Are we recording right now?
We can record whenever we want to start recording.
Are we recording though right now?
Yes.
Okay, then I'm not going to tell this SNL joke from the early 90s. Where David Spade was on QVC with Heather Locklear.
I haven't seen that one.
Oh my God. I'll send a clip. Okay. I can't say it now. It's cancel culture. We'd be in trouble.
Oh, okay.
What else is up, guys?
Hey, so I want to ask you guys, have you guys seen this kicker for Vanderbilt University named Sarah Fuller?
Female soccer player?
Now she's a football player. What do you guys think of her kicking skills?
I haven't, because Vanderbilt doesn't get close enough to get a field goal. I don't know.
She kicked a PAT today, being the first woman to score in a football game.
I say bring it on, dude. I mean, I'm all about it. Like, if you're going to give someone an opportunity, let them kick field goals.
I haven't seen it, Mike. What is your take on it?
I'm all for women participating as well, but those kicks have not been impressive at all.
Wait, are we really recording?
I can't say this on the air? Whether or not I'm going
to
put this on the air.
No, yeah, you can't say the things that Tim's about to drop, the knowledge.
Yeah, I kind of knew where we were going to go.
Well, Vanderbilt sucks. So, like, I mean, let's give her, like, another 5 yards just because their offensive line is terrible.
Because I was, like, burping and stuff.
Oh.
Okay. Well, you've snored.
Yeah, you have snored on this thing. You ate, so let's be honest.
Ate numerous chips and snacks.
We've all heard the inside of your mouth quite a bit on this thing.
Yeah. And now you're okay with a burp. That perspective, that's fine, I guess.
Nice. All right.
Have you seen her, Tim?
Yeah. Yeah. So here's the thing. I take it like I love the fact that it's progression and hopefully it'll help other people feel comfortable and safe and pursue their dreams. But at the end of the day, the extra point fucking sucked. It went in and you got a point, but it wasn't like if it was like 2 yards farther back, I think it's
so
it's
not
crossbar.
Like she's Cristiano Ronaldo out there blasting this ball.
It barely cleared the crossbar.
Wrong analogy, guys. You guys ever watch the movie Unnecessary Roughness with Scott Bakula and
Kathy Ireland?
Kathy Ireland. So can we start there?
Kathy Ireland's about five times better than this girl.
And do you remember her line?
No.
Oh, it's a great line.
Ball.
Yep. Foot meat ball.
Oh, and she kicks a guy in the nuts.
Kicks him right in the freaking cajones.
Fucking that joke never gets old. Nope. Kicking a guy in the balls.
Nope.
No, of course.
With the eyes rolled back in their head.
Yep.
Perfect. They'll stand the test of time.
And it's always that noise like, doo!
Hey, so last year there was that Olympic, that female Olympic soccer player who was kicking field goals for the Eagles, remember? Just in practice to fool around.
Yeah, she was lacing the ball.
Yeah. No, she had a boot. That was impressive. This girl, it was a PA. She barely cleared the bar off a couple weeks ago. She kicked the ball 25 yards through the air. I don't think it got higher than 8 or 9 feet in the air before it hit the ground and skipped another 5 yards and they laid on it. Right after she kicked it, she bolted immediately for the sidelines. So she wasn't down there providing coverage. So it seems really gimmicky to me, and I think you could find better.
Oh my God. Do you think coverage on a return is the one that's really going to...
Hey, you got some kickers that are going down there and I forget the one dude's name, but there's a couple of kickers that'll go down there and put their shoulder into people.
Yeah, Pat, I mean, I don't need her getting hit. That's not realistic, but, like, kind of hang back. Don't, like, bolt for the sideline.
You know, Mike, I don't know. The word you used was interesting to me, gimmicky. If you worked your ass off to get there, like, what do you want to play football? Like, I want to kick it off, and I want to run, and I want to, like, if I'm going to hit somebody, I'm going to hit somebody, like, when have you ever seen a football player kick the ball and then run off to the sideline?
Never.
Have you ever followed a kicker fully on
the
field?
Well,
yeah, all the time. I'm the one guy who looks at the right guard all game. This guy's right guard.
Kicker.
Well, you know, they never show the kicker the whole time on the kickoff.
It's a dollar a year.
And you've seen some take a dive to avoid hits, which is... I'm fine with, but...
I like when they pull a hammy.
The kickers?
No. Yeah, everyone.
The Grammaticas?
Just going to ask, do you remember that guy? Bill Grammatica.
Bill
he kicked
Martin,
like a 35-yard field goal. He jumped up in the air to celebrate. Celebrate. Tore his ACL.
Yep.
I pretend to pull a hammy during a work conference. Like, I'll get up to like do something and just be like, oh, I'm out of here. And everyone's like, that son of a bitch is the most smart, the most brilliant motherfucker I've ever laid my beautiful eyes on. And it's like, see you guys later.
Have you ever pulled your hammy?
No, but I've been playing a lot of tennis. I just pulled my glute.
Oh. Hammy pulls are like, it is no joke. We were playing co-ed softball, and I ripped this double. And when I rounded first base, it was like a snake. Just came up and bit me right in the back of the leg.
Oh.
And I started like gimping along. And this guy from our dugout goes, oh shit, there's a hammy.
My father-in-law would tell you how to treat that. He'd be like, 3 ibuprofen every hour. Go easy on it. You know, like just that old school.
Your father-in-law also played NFL football, so I'd trust what he says.
Well, no, he's just got that old school mentality of ibuprofen, a hot sack or whatever you put under the bed.
Nothing like a hot sack to make it.
That's right, baby. What the fuck? Are we talking about Christmas presents for our wives later on this episode?
Yep.
Yeah, I know.
That's what Lindsay's getting, huh, Tim? 3 ibuprofen and a hot sack.
Wait, have we talked about the fact that your father-in-law played in the NFL?
No, he did not. He played Division I football.
That's still damn
for the UW, Wisconsin.
Yeah, I may have embellished a little bit. All right, so now that we've kind of brought the show in, I do want to do this and make sure that everybody starts sending us emails. Send us emails. Here's the thing, everybody. We're getting so popular that it's time to start taking emails. We'd like to give you advice. We'd like to make comments on whatever you'd like us to make comments on. Email us. It's at funniestguysiknow@yahoo.com. That's funniestguysiknow@yahoo.com. All right. Again, we'd love to get those emails, so send them our way, and we will make sure you get on the air with your email.
Can I jump in there? Yeah. If you can beat your best broken bottle, our best broken bottle story, we'll send you a free hat.
Ooh, I like it.
Ooh. Ah, man, those hats are expensive.
We are talking about, yeah. He's like, oh, shit.
Josh will send you a free hat.
This just got real. No, I like it. We were talking about making some hats.
Dude,
I
think that story's about to get hats. Real.
Okay, so Keith already alluded to this, but we were doing our normal thing that we do before good episodes and playing Thunderstruck by AC/DC. And all of a sudden, a couple stories came out, and they seem to involve beer bottles. So we're going to now tell some broken bottle stories. Who would like to start?
I'll start. I think Tim will keep Tim in the chamber.
Okay.
Let me tell you about the first time I encountered a beer bottle story. And I had just returned from UW-Eau Claire, Tim. And I was in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, home of Oshkosh Bagosh overalls until it got outsourced to Thailand or somewhere, Vietnam or some shit. Anyway, you all wore Oshkosh Bagosh overalls at some point.
That's all I was in when I was a kid. My mom thought it was hilarious because it matched my name. Yep.
Yeah. So I live 20 minutes from Oshkosh. There's a university there that's one of the worst in the state. So I come home, real big shot, Division III Eau Claire, down to Division III Oshkosh, which they call Sloshkosh because of how much they drank. And I walk into this party with all my friends. There's like a band playing or whatever. And I don't know what happens, but a fight breaks out, right? And I was like 20 years old, so I had taken a bunch of beer from my dad's golf bag that were like 4-ounce Miller High Life, you know, like little fucking cruiser beers. And this fight breaks out, and like the room clears because everyone's fighting, and then like it's one-on-one with me and another dude, and I just grab my beer out of my hand and I hold it up over my head. I was like, let's do this. And the guy goes, bring it on. And I just set my beer down and ran out the back door because, like, I wasn't gonna try to smash a 4-ounce beer. Like, he called my bluff, and I was like, ah, I'm out of here.
So does this mean Oshkosh gets to hold the name Sloshkosh? They lived up to it?
I wasn't prepared to what was going on. Yeah, there was like this full-on brawl. It was over a girl. It was a weird thing. I walked in at the wrong time. I was like, hey, guys, what's going on? Like, a fight's breaking out. I was like, all right, let's do this. And then I was like, oh, a guy called my bluff. I'm out of here.
Nice.
I have more bottle stories. That was the most benign.
Nice. Oh, Mike, you got anything you want to throw out there? Are you still? I don't have anything on this topic that I can think of. All right, Tim, let's roll to yours.
All right, so me and my buddies, we were like 18. I was living in Pensacola, Florida at the time. We had gone over into Mobile,
Alabama.
Hold on,
dude, you are so quiet. Is he quiet?
He sounds good to me.
Okay, I'm always dubbing you up, so I'm just. Is there any way to put it any closer to your mouth? I'm not even going to edit that out.
Oh, God. I might do my own podcast from now on. I think I got a following.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, so, Tim, do you have anything on this subject?
Yeah, is this better?
Way better, yes.
Okay. So I was like 18 at the time. I was living in Pensacola, Florida, and me and my buddies.
Redneck Riviera, correct?
Yeah. We had met a girl that had just broken up with her Marine boyfriend, but she lived in Mobile, Alabama. So we went up there to see her for the weekend, and we were staying at a hotel, partying. We were down, there was an outdoor pool, and we were down there. We were pretty drunk at the time, but these locals came down and started flipping my buddy some shit. He was a small dude. He was easy to pick on. Yeah, fucked up ears. So people gave him shit about his ears a lot. And these guys started razzing on him, and they ended up going back up to their hotel room, but my buddy got like really heated. He's like, we got to go fuck them up. And I was like, hey, I got your back, man. Let's go do it. So we walked up the steps to their hotel room, and I had a beer in my hand. We knocked on their door, and all these guys came out and were standing on this balcony. It's like on the second floor. And I thought I was going to look just so badass. And in my head, I even thought about it. I was like, I'm going to take this last swig of beer, and I'm going to break this fucking beer bottle on this railing, and I'm going to hold up this, like, shards of glass to this guy and just look like a badass. And everything was going right. We started, you know, doing the whole shit, like, bitch, 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 whatever.
Yeah.
Chester popped out.
We know the move.
And I took that swig of beer, and I was like, here it goes. And I flipped that around so the neck was in my hand and the base of the beer bottle. I was going to crack over the side of the rail, and I fucking hit that shit so hard, and it sliced the fuck out of my hand, and it started bleeding fairly profusely. And all of a sudden, these guys that we were about ready to get in a fight with, they're like, holy shit, man, you're bleeding. And it was like, and I looked down, I wasn't like woozy or anything, but I looked down, I was like, yeah, that was a lot of blood. And they're like, come on, man, come here, we'll get a towel for you. And so anyway, the guys were about ready to fight, took me to the hotel room, they wrapped a towel around my hand, and it kind of diffused the situation.
Oh, man, and you guys ended up drinking with these guys for the rest of the night, or what?
No, I mean, we went our separate ways, but, you know, they're nice enough to clean me up.
Oh, man.
That is awesome.
Nice.
I've got a couple more bottle stories. Should we tell one?
I can throw one
bottle
in there
story
before
every
you throw
episode.
Another one in, Keith.
No,
I'm just thinking about it as Tim is.
I'm gonna like only tell one every episode.
So this isn't really a bottle story, but it, I mean, it's like a beer container story. So I figure I can throw this out right there. My senior year in school, me and my buddy Greg lived together, and Greg's half black, and this comes into play in the story. That's the only reason I say that. He and I roomed together. He was my best friend all through college. And if you're out there listening, Greg, love you, brother. But we were living together my senior year. And I like literally have any amount of knowledge that I have that involves the human body, I have Greg to thank. He was a personal trainer.
Whoa.
Not in that respect. Calm down there, Mike. He was a personal trainer, so like he taught me how to... He taught my way around the gym.
I'm picturing like Mr. Miyagi right now.
No. Don't picture Mr. Miyagi. Greg was
more like Mr. Salami.
Legitimately, he was 6'1". At this time, he was probably 230, and he was.
You're not helping. You're not helping.
Yeah, literally. Yeah, you're really building this up,
Josh. No, I got to tell the story because this is it's building into the story. He was 6'1", 230, probably 5% body fat at this point in his life. Okay. So he's built like a freaking middle linebacker. And, you know, like we threw this party. We threw several of them, but we threw this party and we had our beer pong table out in the front yard. You know, it's college. So we're sitting there and we're playing beer pong. And this kid walks up to our party. We don't know who he is. He walks up to our party and he's hammered drunk. And he looks like a frat kid. We weren't frat people. If you are, fine, whatever. It's your thing.
We don't want to lose listeners, guys.
Yeah. So, anyways, this kid walks up. He's got his collar popped. It's like pastel pink, right? He's hammer drunk. He walks up to our party. We're all sitting here having a good time playing beer pong. Greg and I are playing at the table. And he just walks up and he just flips our beer pong table over.
Nice.
Now I was like,
same time.
I'm looking around like, and this is Greg and I's place. I'm like, does anybody know this guy? Like, and I kind of look at him like, what the fuck, dude? And Greg looks at him and he's like, what the hell's your problem, man? And Greg is like the most non-confrontational person you'll ever meet in your life. Okay, so like never been in a fight in his life, never needed to. Nobody would approach this dude if they were smart.
Every news story starts that way.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's literally how it was. And Greg goes, what the hell, dude? And this guy looks at my buddy. Like I said, he's half black. There's a reason I said this. And he throws the N-word out there.
Oh, boy.
After he has just flipped our beer pong table over. For no apparent reason and knows no one at this party. He looks at Greg and says, what are you going to do about it, N-word? Oh. And I was like, holy shit.
I would have broke his arm.
And Greg looks at me like, did this dude just say this to me? And I look at Greg and I go, if you're looking for a reason, yeah, man, it's time to punch him in the face. And Greg literally lays back and knocks this kid out right in my front lawn. And I was
pink
like,
popped collar.
I've That's never so been rewarding. More proud of this dude than I was in that moment. But I was like, I looked at him, I was like, Greg, don't you ever look at me again like you need some sort of reason to punch someone in that scenario. Just do it. If you'd been facing me, I'd have done it for you.
No, of course. I would have back brain kicked him.
Yeah. And then I had to like slap the guy awake and be like, hey, get the fuck out of here, douchebag. Hey, man. Like, go home and learn how to treat people. Yeah.
So there's a couple things about this story that bother me.
Go for it.
It should have never made it to the N-word. The moment he flipped the table over, you guys should have stomped him out.
Well, dude,
that's for one.
But we were kind of looking around like, okay, you know, if...
No, you don't question... Nobody knew this guy. You don't question the situation.
We didn't know that. That's what we were looking around for. That's what I'm saying. If it had been like... So if Keith and I are out there and we're playing beer pong and Mike stumbles down the road... And comes up to my house and flips my beer pong table over. I'm going to be like, what the fuck, man?
I'm going to hug him.
That's about as far as it's going to go, right?
No. I didn't know if he knew this guy or not. No. Listen, who cares if he was there with somebody? He disrespected your fucking beer pong table. You stomped the dude out.
Smashed a bottle, guys.
So you guys kind of influenced this guy to use the N-word by not stomping him out prior to that.
Wow.
Good.
Okay, you're right, Mike.
Somehow, secondly, I love after hearing this story...
It ends up being my fault at the end of the story.
Hold on, guys. The bottle smash is the shotgun rack of the college community. We're not fucking around anymore. So you smash the bottle.
There were no bottle smashes in this one.
See, that's where you fucked up. As the bottle gets smashed, it's the shotgun rack.
See, all we had was solo cups, though, and like smashing a solo cup and holding it to somebody isn't really that intimidating.
I don't know what to tell you in Virginia.
Another thing, I thought racism died with Remember the Titans. That was in Virginia, right?
You would hope so, right?
In Virginia, yeah.
I thought for sure.
No, man, like there's still some of it there. There's still some freaking idiots out there. I'm not saying the school is racist, but there's still definitely some idiots out there.
It's he went to school with the Hokies. The people, but... Those Virginia Hokies.
Hey now. That's our rival. I see what you're trying to do here.
They lost to San Francisco State, right?
Yeah.
Or no, that was U of V.
It's like Keith went up to Schlosskosh, you know? That's where he went.
Hey,
everybody knows, dude. Like, if you go to Schlosskosh, you got to be prepared to fight. There's no half step in that
Apparently,
shit.
Keith wasn't ready that night.
He didn't know. He was young.
All right, Keith. You said you had another one.
Hold
you
on. I'm still on your story. The second thing about your story, Josh.
Sorry.
I cannot help but believe at some point you may have accidentally touched Greg's wiener.
No, that didn't happen. I don't know
fucking
why you
sounded
that
way, bro.
Oh, really?
Definitely sound. Maybe you guys took a shower and washed each other's backs.
No.
Something like that.
Not that either.
Am I the only one? Tim.
I got that vibe.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for having my back there. Thanks.
Greg had your back.
Can you get that any closer to your mouth?
I'm leaving that in, too. Now I have to leave it in, because nobody will understand the connection unless I leave it in there in the beginning. So I'm just screwed on this episode. Hey, I'll take it. Oh, I'll take the hit. All right.
I'm sure you did take it.
Okay.
All right.
What am I doing right now? Keith, did you have another one you wanted to bring
to
the table?
No, I'm going to just kind of do Keith's random bottle story every week.
Okay, yeah. I like it.
Oh, no, that's a good segment.
Random bottle stories with Keith. Okay, well, then we'll move on to our next topic.
A week ago, I didn't even know this existed. Now I got to have it all the time. Binge-worthy.
God. And that segment drop isn't going to help me at all. Mike, you got any comments you want to make after my lead into this one?
I wasn't paying attention, sorry.
Oh, okay, great. I'm glad that you didn't hear it then. It just seemed interesting. There was a connection there that you could have made.
You were young in college. Whatever. I get it, man.
No this judgment. Wasn't experimentation time.
No, I don't get it. A lot of guys say that, and it's like, we never did that shit, man.
No. There's no need for that. There's no experimenting. None of that. No, thank you.
Oh, he had less than 3% body fat.
Okay, so next thing we're going to go on to.
That's good.
The next thing we're going to go on to is binge-worthy. And at some point, Mike is going to get off the whole experimentation in college thing, because that didn't happen. But we're going to talk binge-worthy. For those of you that have been listening, these are topics that until recently we weren't really aware of, but now we can't get enough of. We have to have it. Mine is Tom Yum Soup. For those of you that listened to the last episode, I got COVID in Alaska. And
to clarify, is that an STD or not?
COVID?
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's okay. Definitely not.
HPV. HPV.
There you go. That's the one you're thinking of, maybe. But yeah, I got
COVID. You could
probably
get it from like a glory hole,
I think. I don't understand when this went so far south. I just don't get it.
No, it's a hetero glory hole. It's not homo.
So, anyways,
you don't know that for sure.
Golly. I'm trying to talk about Tom Yum Soup, and this is a PSA here. This is not an STD. Yeah. This is not Tom COVID. Soup, huh? This is a PSA, public service announcement. If you are sick and you want to feel better, don't get chicken noodle soup. Go to your local Thai restaurant and order extra spicy Tom Yum Soup, vegetable style. It will make you feel phenomenal. So the whole time I was there, like every lunch, I was getting Tom Yum Soup. And your Thai restaurant will have it. Just get it. I don't even know what it tastes like, to be honest. I've had COVID the whole time that I've been eating it. But it makes you feel phenomenal. So ditch the chicken noodle soup. Get on the Tom Yum extra spicy vegetable from your local Thai restaurant. Just make it happen. Like I said, this is to help everybody out there. That's my binge-worthy topic.
Asian soups are known to be hangover cures.
Well, they also cure Karagis, COVID, apparently.
Pho, all of it. Get in there, guys.
I'm not a big fan.
Well, no. You don't have to taste good. Just it'll make you feel better.
Just give me some beef top ramen. That'll do the trick.
Who wants to go next? Who's got a binge-worthy?
All right, I'll jump in. This may sound silly. I'm 46 years old, and I think I was about 43 when I first heard the term fucking sea salt, as far as goes on food. Do you guys remember that being around for a while?
I don't think sea salt. Like, I agree with you. At some point, sea salt became like a thing, and I don't know when that was. I wouldn't say 3 years ago. I'd say more like 10 years ago. But yes, at some point, sea salt like became a thing.
Yeah. Okay. So a majority of my life, I never heard the term. But I would walk past it a couple of years ago and think, oh, that's disgusting. And then my buddy had some chips and I tried it. Phenomenal. So now every time I pass something in the store, I may not buy it, but I stop and read the package to see if I want to buy it. Costco has these, they're caramel with dark chocolate and sea salt on them.
Oh,
amazing.
God. Now, actually, bitch, they don't carry them anymore.
They don't?
No. You're fucked.
Oh, shit. Fucked. We could find them somewhere. We could find them somewhere.
No. We ordered them online, actually.
Hey, our producer should try to get us sponsored by somebody who makes those.
Sea salt? Have you heard that it's not a really good ionizer for your bloodstream or something? I don't know.
I don't care about that.
So wait, now I'm supposed to get sea salt and Steel Reserve on board?
Yeah. Make it happen.
Not even a brand of sea salt, just sea salt in general.
Yeah,
well, there's a lot of phony sea salts out there, guys, because there's only seven seas. Now, there'd be the Caribbean Sea. These are
things I never considered, Keith. I'm really
glad you're on the podcast. There'd be the Caribbean Sea. There'd be the Indian Sea. There'd be the South China Sea. I'm sorry, guys. I'm running out of steam here.
And the filthy
sea. This is all bullshit the whole time. Sorry,
guys. Nice. Okay, so Mike and I went. Keith or Tim, your turn. Binge-worthy.
Tim, I'm gonna secede my minutes or whatever they say.
I'm sorry. My wife just came in, and she gave me a peanut butter blossom cookie she makes during the holidays. It's a little peanut butter cookie that she puts a Hershey Kiss in the middle of.
Is that what you call those?
Oh, that shit was good as
fuck. But I'm really, really glad that it went the route of the cookie rather than what else that could have gone into when you started that sentence.
Binge worthy. All right. All right, I'm going to go with a video game. Oh, first of all, before I go in the video game, can I read you something real quick?
Sure you can, Tim.
Please.
Okay. I'm not the type of dude I'm not a foodie. I don't like to travel. Like, I hate when people are like, oh, I had this great meal and you can only get in like Australia. Fuck Australia. Fuck Chile. Like, whatever. All places look the same to me. I'm not going to spend money to go anywhere. Anyway, this is why I don't like Australia also. The Sydney funnel web spider. Have you heard of this?
What?
Yeah. I was looking
I hear there's a lot of poisonous things down
Wait,
there.
Wait, Sydney?
Venomous. My
I'm
bad.
Looking
venomous.
This up right now. I've never heard of this.
Sydney funnel web spider. The venom's neurotoxin can cause death within 15 minutes after the spider's fangs pierce human flesh. The spider kills using toxic chemicals known as delta hexatoxins, which attack the nervous system. Systems include muscle spasms, vomiting, profuse sweating, and of course, death. And I'm the type of dude that is like just unlucky as fuck. So I would save up all my money and be like, babe, for our 50th wedding anniversary, we're going to go to Australia. The moment we land, I guarantee you this fucking tunnel spider, whatever it's called, bites me.
Have you heard of the most poisonous plant in the world? It's like the buka buka or something like that.
No.
And
people we used to smoke that shit in college.
Me and Johnny Hopkins.
Buka buka.
Me and Johnny Hopkins.
And Sloan Kettering, we used to smoke that shit. But there's some plant like in Southeast Asia where like it when you rub up on it, like it will get you so enthralled in pain that you would people have killed themselves.
What?
So they're like, look up the top 10 most painful or whatever.
Wait, Keith, did I just hear you right?
Yes,
so
people
have
killed them.
Rolled on this plant and been
like,
in so much
brushed.
Pain that they've literally taken their own lives.
Yes, this is obviously a lot of clickbait that I'm into. But,
I'm not buying this.
All right, hey, after the fact, next episode, please give me the Latin name for this plant where people may or may not have killed themselves. Thank you.
In what region is this plant found?
It's in Southeast Asia, Indonesia, and Australia.
That's got to be I immediately regret this decision.
There's a pain scale that you guys may or may not be aware of. It's not the heat scale of a pepper. There's a pain scale of poisonous plants, not venomous.
Where does getting kicked in the balls fall on that chart?
Very low, like zero.
Very low? Really?
Yes. Yes.
So what are the other, are there other levels that you're aware of that I can at least like...
I think they're exponential, like an earthquake. I think like each plant that you come across is as painful as like 10 times as more painful.
I kind of want to like, not that plant necessarily, but I kind of want to get somewhere on that scale so I can get a barometer.
No, you don't. Because when you start reading these things, they're like... Because some scientist went through the scales and was like, this is like... Compared to like getting bit by an ant, and this one's getting stung by a wasp, and then this one's like, I don't know what to explain this as. I just want to tear my skin off my body.
And there's a plant that exists that people have killed themselves rather than
yes.
the pain on.
Yes, he's an Australian soldier. This is his story during World War II. Is Jamie? Can you bring this up yet, Tim? You should be googling this, right, Tim?
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Did you? No, you don't.
Who's Jamie?
That's a Joe Rogan reference. He's a guy. I'm gonna look it up. Most poisonous, because venomous.
Like pain scale for
plants. Yes. Just pain scale.
That's what I'm looking at.
There's a plant called the Gimpy Gimpy.
There it is. Sorry, Buka Buka. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't get Gimpy Gimpy right. Oh,
yep. The suicide plant. That's what they call it, the suicide plant.
No, they don't. This isn't real.
No, it's the...
this
is
a
gingerside mullides.
Suicide plant.
It's also known as a stinging bush. The Gimpy Gimpy or the Moonlighter is a plant that is covered with stinging hairs that deliver a highly potent neurotoxin. It's a poisonous sting that causes excruciating pain in the human body, even though it has no adverse reaction in certain birds and insects. Get the fuck out of here. The pain from the sting can last for as long as 2 years, and it's so unbearable.
Two years?
Yeah, no wonder why he fucking
There's
hung
some himself. Fucked up shit out there.
Did he? No, guess where it's at? Australia. Fuck you, Australia.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not going
so,
there.
We shit on Australia twice in the last 5 minutes, and I want to say, at some point, we may gain listeners in Australia, and it's a beautiful place, and I'd love to visit someday your beautiful continent.
I want to go.
I
Australia.
Just can't sit on an airplane that long.
I'm getting a little worried,
but I'm there in spirit.
Gippy, gippy.
So plan. Don't let these assholes deter you from listening to our wonderful show. Thank you.
I do. I want to apologize because I also didn't make it clear enough. Fuck you, Australia. Nobody's coming.
Oh
there.
God. Oh no, I'm reading one now. This plant has literally caused people to commit suicide, and I'm literally reading a story about a guy who used a leaf as toilet paper.
Oh!
Oh. He ended up shooting himself.
That's guys, so sad that we're laughing
it's
about
terrible,
that.
Terrible, but it's, I mean, come on, this is funny. Like, I'm sorry.
This is coming from a guy who got in a non-broken bottle fight in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Dropping some knowledge on you guys.
What would drive a person to wipe their ass with a leaf? I don't understand it. You could, like, rip off a part of your
sleeve.
Never.
I've been that leaf. Here's the thing, though. This leaf looks like, it doesn't look intimidating.
It's white.
It looks like a normal freaking leaf. That's the problem.
Never wipe with a leaf, guys.
Yeah. Have some class. Wipe with your sleeve on your shirt.
Your boxers and leave them like a disgusting human being.
This is pure gold what we're talking about. How do we not have any emails yet from listeners?
I don't know. But I'm telling you right now, this leaf looks really normal. This doesn't announce itself as something that's going to make you want to commit suicide. This is a very normal looking leaf.
Guys, the world's a crazy place, man.
Dang.
What's the password, Josh?
You want me to throw it out there on air? Honestly, I don't remember what it is.
Oh my gosh.
How convenient.
I'd have to look for
really.
It. I really don't.
Damn it. You're the Gimpy Just, Gimpy listen, plant of all
of If we're going to have an email address, can you at least refresh it on these podcasts to see if we get one while we're actually talking?
Yeah, I have been, dude. I've been refreshing that pretty frequently. So don't worry about it.
Hey, right. A lot of my knowledge is rehashed off Reddit, so sorry, Reddit.
Oh,
all right, so I don't even remember where we were. Did we get through binge worthy?
Oh, I got one. I got a binge worthy.
Go, Tim.
It's a video game.
Oh yeah, we were starting off. Oh, it's here.
It's a new one. It's called Cyberpunk 2077.
Never heard of it.
It's kind of like Grand Theft Auto, but here's what's interesting about this game. I remember when I first started playing video games, like Pitfall was super cool, and when like Mario Brothers came out, like,
all
right, you know, like Pitfall that's amazing, right? Like, you can like jump up
just,
and you can crash on turtles and like hit their shells, and like here's where video games have gone to this point. I'm playing Cyberpunk 2077. It's like a role playing game, kind of. It's like what you're.
Hold on, which console do you have for it? Which console do you have?
I do PC.
So it's the legit. It's not that PS4.
It's legit. It's garbage. Like legit. It's right, not okay, these right, fucking okay. loser Xbox and PS5 players.
Yeah, it's legit.
Anyway, there's a scene where like I have to go save this girl, and she's been taken captive or whatever. This is
Are
no
you
joke.
A plumber and she's a princess?
No. Just so here's the thing.
Question.
I do this mission and I go and find this girl. She's in the bathtub, butt naked. There's titties on my video game. Just straight up titties on my video game.
Did you solve the problem or did you?
No, I took screenshots and I was just like.
And no one has ever.
And then Lindsay came in. I was like, I'll shut my shit off. I was like, oh, fuck. I don't know.
Right, which you shouldn't be embarrassed about at all, because it's like, oh, okay. It's a video game, whatever.
Okay. Okay, so I've got a binge-worthy. I now see why Tim wanted somebody to be checking the email for the show.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Is he addicted to the video game or video game titties?
They kind of look real. I don't know. They kind of look real.
What cup size?
So many companies that should be sponsoring this show.
Oh, it was like they were like C's. They were like solid nice. C.
All right, so everybody, now that we're done talking about fake boobs,
I've got a binge worthy.
Oh, I'm sorry, Kurt. Can I move on? Shut you off, and I apologize. It's your turn. The floor is yours.
Air popped popcorn. I ate popcorn with my family, not looking at digitized tits, and we watched Sound of Music tonight. We ended it up. It was great. It was a really, very, very wholesome evening. Oh. So air popped popcorn. Thanks.
That's way more wholesome than Tim's story.
Yeah.
I watched a porno one time, and it was a spoof on that. It was called The Sound of
No
Myself.
No way.
It was called
There's got to be one.
The sound of my sack instead of the sound of music.
I think you made that up.
If you made that up on the spot like that, I'd be super impressed. I'm not going to lie.
Do you have a song?
Was that real or did you make it up?
Is there a song involved?
No, you did not. You did not.
Your thighs are alive with the sound of my sack.
There's so many directions we can go with this. I don't want to go in any of them. I want to move on to the next topic.
Hey, Josh, would you have been more into Tim's story if it was called The Sound of My Half-Black Sack?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh. Okay.
The three funniest guys I know would like to put a big thanks out to our sponsor, Hand Drawn Records and Hand Drawn Pressing. The bands that you're hearing on the show, like Exit 380, The Screaming Thieves, Andrew Tinker, Brandon Callie's band, Cutthroat Finches, and Heart of the City are all under the Hand Drawn Records record label. So thanks for the rights to the music, Hand Drawn. This local company based out of Dallas has done a great service to the show, and we really appreciate y'all.
While we had the sponsor cut, I was able to take a look at our email inbox and see exactly why Tim was wanting us to look at the email inbox so badly.
And I just saw that we had one.
Yeah, we have an email.
Yeah, that's all I wanted to do.
Have one. It's
I'll drink
from
that.
It's from one of our listeners. The name showed up as Tim. here's the email. Hi, funniest guys!
Exclamation. I saw one from Funky Diva.
What?
The email was Funky Diva.
No, it says Tim. So it says this. It's from Tim. I had to clear my throat read this correctly. Hi, funniest guys. 3! Love the show. Not surprised. My girlfriends and I. Okay. My girlfriends and I listen all the time! We just have to say you are all funny. But Tim is funny and sounds sexy as fuck!
I agree.
Real question. Tim, how big is your dick? We think it sounds at least 6 inches long, totally flaccid. 3! Love you all. Keep up the great work. 2!
Wow. That's kind of embarrassing. Thank you, whoever sent that in.
Okay.
So did it really show up as Tim on the email?
Yes.
I spent that whole fucking last episode like coming up with a brand new email to send that in.
No,
it was Funky Diva 3054.
Yeah. It says Funky Diva 3054 at gmail.com, and then it clearly states your name next to it.
Can I jump in here for a moment?
I love that you went through all that trouble to come up with an email address, and it literally shows up in the inbox as your name, first and last. Oh, that's great.
That's all great. Right. So we've all done our share of math throughout our careers, right? Whether it's high school or geometry or whatever. Do you think we could figure out an equation to actually measure a penis that shape? What would there has to be an equation for that, right?
Like what do you
a
mean?
Cylinder. Like, I mean, there has to be a geometric thing to be like a, you know, a penis, like to actually measure the actual circumference of a wiener. No? What's the equation?
Let's call it a tape measure.
I think it's pi r squared.
Plus,
right?
plus 2.
So you measure from urethra to edge?
No. I'm talking about maybe area, I guess.
That is the area. That's the area equation.
Well, no, because it's not like a circle. I don't know. Whatever. Guys,
you want the area of a cylinder.
Listeners out there, can you please just
I think that's
get
just pi r squared times L.
It's 2020. It's time to start measuring our wieners. Girls, either you feel it or you don't. And if you don't, that's a you problem. Definitely a you problem.
Okay, there you go. That's Mike's take. That's great.
You got fired up right there.
That is great. And on that one, oh, man, I feel like, hey, Tim, really good try at trying to disguise what was going on there. But hey, this is episode 11. We're going out. Man, I like this song.
Yeah, that one's good.
Yeah, I like that one.
But don't get me pumped.
Andrew Tinker, man. Andrew Tinker.